This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours Monday through Friday from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains on the Genesis Communications Network. John Harmon's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and live with us from Australia is Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am doing very, very well, and I trust you are as well.
Yep, I'm doing just fine. I've got my cup of tea and I've got my fireplace lit. And so I'm warm and I'm, you know, slightly caffeinated and hydrated, and so I'm feeling good.
You know, as you said, you're warm. I was outside this morning here at the farmhouse, and I was taking a look around at the grass. As you know, I'm a grass farmer. Some people might say I raise cows, but I really raise grass, and the cows control the grass for us. And the grass is green. I was out yesterday walking around the fields with Mrs. Fennelli, just looking at the grass and seeing how well it's doing. And it looked like it was starting to turn green yesterday. This morning, because of the warm weather, it's getting greener and greener, and it's really growing. And it doesn't know what to do because this is the winter. We're in the winter here in this part of the world. I think the climate is confused. I really do. And the poor plants, they can't get up and move. They're stuck where they are. Grass plants and trees are stuck where they are. And are you seeing the same kind of thing where these weather anomalies are confusing plants and trees?
Well, we've certainly had a wetter summer, or a wetter 2016 was the wettest year in a generation in about 60 years. Where we are, it's kind of hard to judge because I've been doing so many amendments to the catchment of this property and looking, and every single one of them looking to keep water in the landscape. And we live in a semi-arid climate. So normally by this time of year, this place would be absolutely not one speck of green anywhere. But it's hard to tell if we are still getting little green patches and little bits of grass trying to grow. But it's hard to tell whether that is the exceptionally wet year that we had last year, or whether it's that my catchment management efforts are actually working, or if it's the messed up seasons, or if it's all three. And I would tend to think that it's actually all three, but my farm is probably a little bit greener than all the other surrounding farms. And we had a neighbour's dog come through a while back and one by one killed all of our sheep and goats. We don't have any sheep and goats at the moment, but we still have the sheep dogs. And hopefully sometime in the future we will get more ungulates onto this property, more sheep, more goats, and maybe a cow or two. So we're keeping the sheepdogs for that reason, because once you've trained them, they're trained forever. They keep that knowledge. But we have a horse, and I have only just started to feed out to the horse, and it's now, that was probably about a week or two ago, so it's February, and in any normal year, I would have been feeding out to the horse probably around about from the beginning of October. So he's just been eating the grass that's been on the property, and he's been up until now doing quite well.
You're mentioning a horse. You know, we're in our neck of the woods. Horses are becoming a liability because you have to feed them. You have to feed them something, grass, and that would be grass that cows might eat. So horses are almost free here. Almost free, and sometimes they are free. We've been offered a total, in the last several years, we've been offered a total of, I believe, five horses, three one time and two another time. And the question is, we'd love to give these horses a good home, but how do we feed them when we have trouble feeding our own cows? It's a problem. It really is. Is it similar in Australia, or are horses more valuable there?
Well, you know, something coincidentally, there is this magazine I buy sometimes. It's put out by, actually, he started out bootmaking. He's passed on now, but his company is still around. It's called R.M. Williams, okay? And he puts out, his company rather, puts out a magazine, and it's all about the outback. And I was looking through this magazine, and it had an article on, funnily enough, Black Angus cattle. And this little farm of about, you know, 20 or 30,000 acres was running 3,000 head of Black Angus cattle. And they said that they used horses as a tool to manage their cattle. So they actually did the old-fashioned thing of going out with their horses. Here in Australia, we have a special breed of horse that most of the stations use, and it's called the Australian Stock Horse. And actually, it's a bit of a mishmash of breeding of, you know, thoroughbred and, you know, some old British breeds and this sort of thing that all got bred together into something that's a horse that could turn on a dime. And it's not a quarter horse, but it's used for the same reason. They use horses to manage their cattle, and they have noticed that when slaughter time comes, when the time comes for their cattle to go to the abattoir, the slaughterhouse, that they comment that the meat is so beautiful. And, you know, it's because the horses have never frightened the cows. A lot of these big stations, they use motorcycles, they use airplanes, they use helicopters and all sorts, depending on the size of the station, to muster the cattle. And the cattle, every time they go into the yards, they know that it's bad, and so they're frightened, they're knocking around, they're kicking around, their eyes go big and roll back, and you can see the whites and all. These cattle, they walk themselves into the yards, because the horse, the cow doesn't see the horse as a threat, okay? So it sees it as the herd leader leading it on to a better pasture, which in nature, because a horse is slightly taller than a cow, it can see further. And if the horse is not frightened, then the cow's going to be a lot calmer. That's what they use horses for. And there is still Around here, there is still a livestock mustering industry where there are teams of people that you can hire if you want to move your livestock along the public road system. Okay? And these musterers typically, these mustering companies typically employ people on horseback to do the mustering. And they have a system here in Australia that was set up very early on called stock routes. And you can drive your livestock along the stock route basically from all the way from Victoria to Queensland. So that's, you know, some of these stock routes have become highways, but some of them are still just flat-out stock routes. And in Australia, they nickname it the long paddock. And when a farmer's having a bad year, often he will get the his family members out, he'll get the horses, and he'll saddle up and he'll actually take his stock onto the long paddock. And he moves them a bit along each day, and they eat the grass that's growing along the stock route. And they have to pay, of course, the extortionists and charge a small fee for this. It might be like something like 50 cents a head a day or something. Mm-hmm. Which, if you've got a big herd, that can add up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you've got, like, 300, 500, 1,000 cattle, that can certainly add up. But it's probably cheaper than buying them hay.
Well, a roll of hay here is about $30, and it weighs about 1,000 pounds. So, and we'd be feeding about 30 pounds a day per cow.
Yeah.
So it actually, you know, fresh grass for 50 cents a day sounds like a good deal to me. It really
does.
Yeah.
But that's we still have a livestock industry here that is actually alive and that actually uses horses. And I was reading this article, and I was going to mention to you, you know, you might find that you have to get back into the horse thing just because the extortionists in charge are getting so awful with their licensing regime. And, you know, it's the thing of being able to get the cattle to the market.
Really good point. Gwyneth, when we come back from this break, can you share with us what your thoughts are for someone who wants to begin farming and maybe get that first horse? What do we look for in our first horse? Gwyneth Isaacs with us, live from Australia. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs, she's a farmer, and she's living off the grid in Australia. Gwyneth, we've got a bunch of things to talk about, including mining bitcoins and actually where you live in Australia. I'm looking at a map. I'd like to talk about that. But why don't we first talk about the horse? So let's say someone wants to live as you and I live on farms and decides that they'd like to raise cows and do it the old-fashioned way, the traditional way, with a horse. What do you recommend that we do in looking for that first horse? What kind of equipment are we going to need? What do they cost to feed? And what about medicines and those kinds of things? What's it take to keep a horse?
Okay. Well, if you're going to have a horse, you need to either have a lot of land or a lot of money, okay? There's just no getting around that. If you've got a farm, well, obviously you've got the land, you must have good fences, okay? Because a horse is a very, very clever creature. And my horse, sometimes you'll put him in a paddock, okay? And if you don't put that extra little bit of string or chain or whatever on the gate, sometimes he will manage to get the gate open and decide to have a wander around the farm. And, you know, and I'll know about it because I have a farm monitoring system, which is my pack of dogs. And as he gets out of his paddock and decides to have a wander around, the dogs absolutely go off their nana. And if the dogs go off their nana, then I'm going to go out and have a look what's the matter. And even if it's in the middle of the night, the dogs know that the horse is supposed to be in his paddock. They know that. They're smart, okay? And if he's out of the paddock, they're not aggressive towards the horse. He's lived there for years. They've lived there for years. They're both part of the landscape. But they know that if the horse is out of his paddock, that that's not right, and they're going to raise merry hell, and they go, which is the idea is to get my attention. Mom, in the dog version, which somehow comes out like, you know, something like that. If you're going to get your first horse, the best thing to do is take somebody with you to the place who knows about horses, who has had to do with horses for many, many, many years. Because it's not like you can pick up the knowledge of horses overnight. It's encyclopedic. And there's only really one way to gather knowledge about horses, and that's by being around them. Okay? That said, there are some things that you could look for. When you're going to buy your first horse, okay, you need to ask people who have the farm that you're buying the horse from, can they have the horse turned out so that you can see them go catch it? Because there's nothing more frustrating than chasing a horse around a paddock for half an hour or an hour with a piece of rope or a halter or whatever, trying to catch it before you've got work to do. That is, I've been there, and that is the most frustrating thing on earth to do. And, you know, some horses just have that habit. They just don't want to be caught. And it wouldn't matter if they were in, you know, a quarter acre the size of a suburban block. You know, they will play games and they will do all sorts of things. And like I say, you're looking at a very clever creature. And the primal relationship between humans and horses was originally not a friendly one. So there is a part of their brain that has to be trained out of seeing us as a predator and trained into seeing us as the leader of the herd. Okay? And that's what you've got to do, is you've got to see that the horse can be caught easily.
Right.
Okay, we've got the music coming again, haven't we? In the background, no? Okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. We're talking about that first horse and what's it take to keep one. Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. Thank God you're... Take my... When you go to the... Heat, for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Gwyneth, we're talking about getting your first horse. And isn't this like purchasing a family member? Isn't this really like that? Because horses live a long time, and you really bond with a horse. Isn't that like Isn't it like doing that, selecting a family member?
Absolutely agree with that. Horses can live to be 25 years old. And typically, if you are looking at buying your first horse, you should not buy one that is under about 6 or 7 years old, because they're going to be too young. And, you know, all of us, when we're young, we like to kick our heels up and do things we probably wouldn't do when we were older. And horses are no different. And so probably for your first horse, it should be somewhere between 7 and 15 years old, okay? You tell the age of a horse from its teeth, okay? So starting with the, okay, you've got the horse in, the guy's managed to catch it, it's not a problem. The horse seems docile and friendly. And he has it tied up and it's time to inspect it. Okay, you start at the head, okay, and you look at the eye of the horse. And the eye should be fairly large. There shouldn't be any signs of, you know, you can tell from someone's eyes if they've been drugged or doped up, okay. So if the eyes look drugged and doped up, and, you know, if you say, well, what does that look like? It looks the same as what it would look like in a human except on a horse. So either, you know, sleepy looking or overly dilated pupils, this sort of thing. That's a trick that a lot of unscrupulous people use. If they've got a horse that's not, you know, that's not a horse you would want to own, and they need to move it along, instead of just calling up the dog food guy, they sometimes will try and move it on to some unsuspecting fool like you. That's unfortunate, but it's true, because there are bad people in the world. So the horse should, the eye of the horse should look fairly large, alert, liquid, docile, like the eye of a docile cow, okay? Mm-hmm. You should, when you see the eye of the horse, it should be paying attention to where you are, but it doesn't have to turn its head, okay? But you should notice that it is noticing you. That's a good thing, okay? It means that it's got a brain in its head. You should get its mouth and have a look at its teeth, okay? With a horse that's between 7 and 15 years old, the teeth will, especially the front incisors get progressively longer as the horse ages, okay? There shouldn't be any baby teeth left if it's a horse of that age. You can tell the baby teeth, they're smaller. Okay, but they have all their adult teeth by the time they're 5. And you look at the forehead, there'll be a dimple on each side of the forehead where the temples would be on your head. And as a horse ages, those dimples get progressively deeper. This is a simple way of telling how a horse is. But with a horse, there's three areas, okay, that are really, really going to be key into this being a good, manageable horse, and that is its head, its back, and its legs and feet, okay? You also need to make sure it's got good wind. You watch how it's breathing. It should be just a steady, you know, inhalation, exhalation, just normal, you know, not any wheezing, not any coughing, not any obvious sounds, you know, put your ear against its flank and have a listen to its lungs, and you should just hear normal sort of intestinal gurgles. You shouldn't hear any sort of rattling or anything in the lungs. Okay, you get your fingers, you've seen the horse has got a good head, you give it a pat and you talk nice to it, and most horses, when you start to do that, will lift their head, pay attention to you, And if they want to befriend, they will move their nostrils around to face you. Okay? What they're doing is they're smelling your breath. Okay? And so what you can do to return the gesture is you can... blow like that into their nostrils with your nose and talk gently to them, give them a bit of a stroke, touch them all around the head on all sides, because it's, and if the horse objects to its head being touched, okay, it means it's head shy and you're going to have trouble getting a bridle on it. Okay, so we'll assume that the horse has got a lovely good head. You see the neck should have a slight arch to it, okay? That's important because that's like the delivery system. You move along to the back, okay? That's the next most, that's the next important thing. You get your thumb and your first finger and you put them each side of the horse's spine. You start at the shoulders, just where the neck meets the shoulders, and you run your fingers along the horse's spine, putting probably quite a bit of pressure along the horse's spine on each side, okay? You, depending on your size and depending on your strength, you may actually have to use two hands. But you should be able to run your thumb and your first finger along each side of the horse's spine, putting pressure on all the way to its tail without the horse jumping or flinching or twitching or anything like that, okay? If you find that it flinches at a particular point, it means it's got a back problem, and that's an instant reject, okay, because back problems are very difficult to heal. And maybe the horse will be rideable for 2 or 3 years with the back problem, but you'll find after that that it begins to get dangerous, that the horse begins to do things to try and get you off its back, because if you are on its back, it's causing it pain, okay? It's not the horse's fault. Now, you assume that it's got a good back, okay? The back should have a slight dip between the shoulders and the hips. If it's got an excessive dip, that's a reject. If it's overly straight, that's a reject. Both of them indicate a weak back, but a slight dip, and the best judge of that is just go on the internet and type in horse back, and you'll see. Okay, well, the back's good. Then what you do is you move on to the legs, and once again, you feel putting pressure along each leg all the way up and down, stroke them, and then getting both hands, wrap your hands around the horse's leg, and just put pressure on the muscle going down the horse's leg. The horse should accept this. When you get to the knee, you know, put some pressure on the knee. The horse should accept this. And when you do this to the lower leg, most horses will want to lift the leg up. That's good. That means that you'll have no trouble shoeing it, okay? And what you do is you run your fingers on each side, on the inside, you know, on the, oh, gosh, the side of the horse, the side of the front leg that faces the horse's belly, or the side of the back leg that faces the horse's tail. I don't necessarily know the proper terms. I've just learnt this with 20 years of being with horses. You run your fingers down the back of the leg and the horse, and towards the bump that's near the hoof, it's called the fetlock, okay? And the horse should want to lift its leg and show you its hoof. And you pick up its hoof and you tell the horse what a good boy or good girl she is, okay? And you examine the hoof. The hoof should be quite hard, okay? It shouldn't be overgrown, and there shouldn't be any obvious cracks or splits or ridges. Now, most horses of that age, they will begin to, you know, develop a few interesting looking ridges on their feet, okay? Sometimes they develop into a problem, sometimes they don't, okay? But generally, you know, horses lead interesting lives. Horses, their feet is their business, and if you don't have a foot, you don't have a horse. The main thing is that the hoof should be hard, and there shouldn't be any painful spots in the base of the hoof. You should be able to poke the base of the hoof quite hard with something like a stick or some other hard object, not excessively hard, but without the horse flinching, because this is what it does all the time. It puts its foot down on a stick or on a branch or on a rock, and it has to just be able to take the pressure of these normal objects pressing on the base of its feet. So the base of the feet need to be hard. The hoof should be at about a 45-degree angle, okay? That's the ideal angle to trim a foot at. If it's trimmed too short so that the angle's too steep, it's going to be putting too much pressure on all the other joints all the way up the horse's leg. And feet can be grown out, but it's a nuisance. And that's not necessarily a reject, but it's something to say, you know, maybe you want to think twice.
Glynis, how much should we pay for this horse?
Well, it depends. For a schoolmaster, that's your absolutely best quiet horse. In this country, you can be expecting...
We're going into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, how much should we pay for this this horse, this first horse between 7 and 15 years old?
Yep. I would say between $1,000 and $5,000. Okay, in the U.S.
That makes those free horses that we were offered sound real good.
Well, you know something? With the free horses, often what they are is they're off-the-track horses, okay? And I've been working with horses since I was about 14 or 15 years old, including a short stint that I had in a racing stable, and most of my horses have actually been off-the-track horses. My formal horse education is non-existent. I never went to riding schools or anything like that. I learnt from actually being around horses. And you'll find that there's actually a lot of really, really knowledgeable horse people who gathered their horse information in the same way. And, you know, I have books around here like Veterinary Notes for Horse Owners and the Complete Encyclopedia of the Horse. Sort of thing. And sometimes I'll just sit down for an hour or two and read the horse books, you know. And with a cup of tea and all the rest of it, especially if it tends to be a bit wet out and the kids are at school and it's a slow day on the card reading or whatever. That's, you know, and in any form of preparedness, if you haven't got a library with a lot of these sorts of books in them, then you're not really on the path of preparedness, because the internet can go out. Okay, you can pick up books these days for practically nothing about a bunch of different topics, and they can sit on your shelf or you can, you know, make a point of reading them for about an hour or so a day. But the free horses, okay, you have to think, where has this horse come from? Because I've had free horses, and some of them have been great, and some of them I've had to, you know, move on again after a while because they just had some really, really interesting habits. I remember one horse that was off the track, you know, harness racer, and this particular horse, you would get on it and it had learnt that if it got down on its knees and rolled, that you would get off its back pretty quick. That's not the sort of horse you want.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed,
it was also frightened of wire, which was also a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've noticed looking at images of people on horses on the internet. I've got a bunch of them in front of me. And there's a couple common threads that I can see. One is it looks like the experienced riders of horses, people who have been, that you can just see who have been around them for quite a while, wear blue jeans. They wear, you know, they're not wearing shorts and bikinis, the people who, you know, have been around them for a long time. Right.
Yeah.
And then you look at these neophytes, or they appear to be neophytes, they're wearing bikinis, and there's no protection for them if they get thrown or fall off.
Yeah. If you are going to have a horse, you are going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the package, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you are going to be around horses, you must have, although I break this rule all the time because I wear bare feet on my farm all the time, but ideally you need to have closed-in, preferably leather shoes, okay? And preferably one with a slight heel. The reason why shoes even have heels in the first place is because they were made first designed back in the day when everybody had horses. And if you're going to put your foot in the stirrup, the heel is there to stop your foot from slipping through the stirrup, and it's there to stop you getting dragged.
Great education today, Gwyneth. You'll be back hour number two. We're going into the top of the hour break. Hour number two, we're going to be talking about bitcoins and an airplane crash, a charter airplane crashing into a factory outlet. Everyone on the plane was killed. We'll talk about that. And, of course, Bitcoin mining.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.